It's time for Rhema for Today.
You need not that any man teach you, but as that same anointing teaches you all things in truth, and is no lie, even as he hath taught you, you shall abide in him. The anointing. Verse number 20, he says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you'll know all things. No, that doesn't mean you'll become a know-it-all. That means that as you begin to study the Word of God, that the anointing of the Spirit of God will help you to understand the Word of God. That's what he's talking about.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, Healing in the Word. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Now go in the Gospels and read them and see how many times he pulled himself away and aside to sleep, to pray. I mean, you can just think for a few moments here, just real quickly, you can think of two or three times that Jesus went away. He told his disciples, all right, you're going over here, I'm going away to pray. Huh? How many of you can? That's the way he maintained the anointing in his constant prayer life. The way we maintain an anointing in this age of the church, and we are still in the age of the church. The early church began with the day of Pentecost, and we're still in the age of the church. And the latter church is going to do greater things than the early, because the latter rain is going to bring forth a greater harvest than the earlier rain. I don't have time to preach on the early and the latter rain. But Paul says the way we maintain our anointing, Thessalonians 5, pray without ceasing. There you go. Boy, I got this. I like it when I get the class involved with you. It's easier to preach, teach, whatever I'm doing. I'm doing a little bit of both. I'm getting too excited. I'm trying to hold it down. Old Steve over here and Larry, they in my evangelist class, and they try to ag me on because they like that evangelistic type preaching. Now, you see, Paul says, pray without ceasing. He says, continually recharge yourself up by praying in the Spirit on your most holy faith. That keeps the anointing flowing every day. Every day we have to read the Word, and I'm not talking about grabbing a Proverbs or a precious promise out of a book or out of a little deal sitting on the table. I'm not talking about getting up and making a few of these faith confession sheets that people pass around. I guess that's good if you want to do it. I'm talking about sitting down and reading the Word, and then taking a time to pray in the Spirit. I've got a set certain scriptures that I read every day. Every morning I read those. Then at night I study some other scripture and read other scripture. But every day I read those certain scriptures because they help me to walk in the Spirit. And every day I get in my car and I have to drive about 5 miles to my office. I put on a cassette tape of some good singing. Now, I'm not talking about junk either. I put that on, and I let that play, and I pray in the Spirit while I'm driving for 5 miles. That's a routine that I get involved with. If I happen to don't get to read before I leave, I still put the tape on and pray. And then when I get to the office, the first thing I do is go into my office, shut the door, and read my scripture and have fellowship with the Father. That will help you to maintain a life that you need to speak the irresistible words. Now, it's great to hear people talk about it and so forth and so on, but I'm going to tell you something. Unless you do that, you will not maintain the lifestyle that you need in order to speak the irresistible words. Because you will get taken up, and if you're in the ministry, you can get taken up in well-doing. If you're in the natural life, the natural cares of life can take you up and you can be spending a little bit of time in prayer. But when you need to speak the word, there is no power because the anointing has waned. I want you to realize that it's because of the anointing that you can move and speak. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Every member of the body of Christ can speak the irresistible words of God if we speak the words with anointing. 27. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you. You need not that any man teach you, but as that same anointing teaches you all things in truth, and is no lie, even as He hath taught you, you shall abide in Him. The anointing. Verse number 20, He says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you'll know all things. No, that doesn't mean you'll become a know-it-all. That means that as you begin to study the Word of God, that the anointing of the Spirit of God will help you to understand the Word of God. That's what it's talking about. Now, in 2 Corinthians 1:21, He says, now He which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us in God. Verse 22, He went on to say, and gives us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Words spoken under the anointing of the Spirit can be irresistible. That is when the Word of God becomes quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You yourself can build yourself up to a place that under the anointing of God, you begin to speak the words that create the atmosphere of power and of well-being and an environment that when people walk into it, they begin to say, boy, something's different here. What's going on? I thank God that we have been taught, Rhema Bible Church and the Kenneth Hagin Ministry, by a man that has learned this. Many of you have been in those offices. Charles has been there, and the other Cowans have been there on that campus and in those offices. People that have visited other ministries, and I'm not throwing off on anybody, but they come into our place, and even VIP people that I show around or that Dad shows around, they'll stop and they'll look at us and they'll say, there is a difference here. As I walk through these offices, I feel a difference in this place than I do in the other places. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the anointing of the Spirit that abides with the employees. And because the anointing of the Spirit abides, there is a unity. There's a oneness. And you go read in the Acts of the Apostles what happened when they got in one accord. The place was shaken. People know about it. And I'm going to tell you something, people, when you and your family get in unity and in harmony under the anointing of the Spirit of God, when the unsaved and your neighbors walk into your house, they will know the difference. When the church becomes anointed, y'all can be having church in here and people start going by, driving by to go up here to go to get something to eat. And they'll come down here and get out of their cars and come in and get saved. I know that in our home, the neighbor behind us, the neighbor lady, we had a gate. We put a gate between our back fence because Craig played with Michael, the boy behind us. And she had told Annette one day, she said, "You know, I just love Michael to come over to your house because when he comes home, he's so peaceful and he's singing these different songs. And he's just peaceful and happy and joyous and not irritable." And Annette said, "Yeah, we keep records playing most of the time on the stereo through the entire house. David Ingalls and Ken Copeland's records mostly, and Lynn Meek's. That's mostly what we play." And you see, there's an atmosphere there. You create an atmosphere. But I'm talking about maintaining the anointing so that when people, see, that's what happens. When they come on that campus, we have been taught as a group. We maintain something there. Brother Hagin tells us we have to maintain because people are coming there for prayer and healing all the time. And they've got to feel that anointing when they come. It's the anointing. It's what the anointing is what breaks the yoke. The anointing is what draws people. You read it in the New Testament, you'll find out that when Philip went down to preach in Samaria, it says that the power of the Lord was present and there were signs and wonders and healings and so forth and so on. And that's what caused the people to come. What was it? That was the anointing. You get the anointing and the power of God on your life and then you begin to speak the word. I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to have to worry about people coming to your church. You're going to have to be concerned about where you're going to put them. Because the anointing of God is there. I'm talking about you can maintain an attitude in your home of power.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put On the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you want to know anything about us, you can go to rhema.org.
Yeah, and there's live stream stuff available. You can read the Word
teachings.
Of Faith online or order
That's
it
right.
for yourself. There's you can listen to Rhema for Today, the radio broadcast. You can, just
all kinds of stuff. Yes.
Just go to rhema.org and you'll find out all the information.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.